There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Talking sport now. Delighted to be joined on the line by Robbie Greenfield, co-host of Sports Tonight. Morning, Rob.
Good morning, Richard. How are we?
I'm wonderful. And just before we get into our chat, quick reminder to people, if they want to be part of your Big Stella sports quiz, they have to go down to Barasti on Wednesday night. The prize is just spectacular. You can go to Wimbledon to watch the tennis. You and three mates, flights with Virgin Atlantic, put you up in a hotel, and tickets on the second Monday. It's a super, super quiz. Barasti, Wednesday night, that's where you need to be. Now, Robbie, let's talk about the sport. We have to begin with last night's Champions League final. Real Madrid beating Liverpool 3-1, courtesy partly to this spectacular overhead kick from Gareth Bale.
Right foot across from him, Bale trying it all. Are you serious? Gareth Bale just on the pitch, one of the best goals you'll ever see in a Champions League final.
What was your take, Robbie, on last night's game?
Well, Richard, first and foremost, that was a staggering goal. It really was a goal of such sumptuous and incredible quality. It's gone down potentially as the greatest goal we've ever seen in a European Cup final, maybe just eclipsing the goal that the manager of Real Madrid, who's now won three European Cups, three Champions Leagues in succession, scored famously at Hampden Park. Zinedine Zidane, a left-footed volley that time on his weaker foot. This was Gareth Bale. He was doing a Ronaldo. You recall that goal that Ronaldo scored against Juventus in the quarterfinals of this season's competition, except this one maybe was even better. Marcelo's cross was whipped in at pace. Gareth Bale leapt up spectacularly, connected with the ball with an overhead kick, and it flew over the outstretched hand of Loris Karius into the Liverpool net, and that broke the hearts and broke the back of Liverpool's resistance. Two goalkeeping absolute howlers, Richard, in a game that had everything. Loris Karius, the first goal was so bizarre, so strange to concede. He rolled the ball out. Karim Benzema stuck out a leg and it ricocheted into an empty net, obviously leaving him in a state of huge distress and embarrassment, but also giving Real Madrid the lead in a bizarre game at times. We saw an injury to Mo Salah. More on that in just a moment. But Liverpool hit back with Sadio Mane's strike, and then came that incredible wonder goal from Gareth Bale. It wasn't the first goal he scored. It wasn't the only goal he scored in the evening. On as a substitute in the second half, he hit a 30-yard speculative shot straight at the gloves of Loris Karius, and somehow, for the second time that night, embarrassment for the Liverpool keeper, it squirmed into the net, and Real Madrid ultimately winning 3-1. But so many stories to come out of this.
I'm going to go straight on to Mohamed Salah, the Egyptian player. He did get an injury last night. 20 seconds, what do we know about the extent of that injury?
We know, according to Jurgen Klopp, it's serious. It's potentially strained ligaments in his shoulder. Egypt have released a statement saying that they are hopeful he will still be fit for the World Cup, but really it does not look too optimistic for the Egyptian, and we're all fingers crossed and hoping that he recovers in time to play in the World Cup in Russia, because a World Cup without Mo Salah, certainly for Egypt, would be disastrous, but it would be awful for the tournament as well.
So much to get through, Robbie. We've only got a couple of minutes. Two cricket stories. Pakistan in charge in the first test in England, and it's the Indian Premier League final tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Just quickly, Pakistan holding a commanding position over England, although England did improve their position fighting back through Joss Butler and Dom Bess as well. Two half centuries for the English batsmen after they were reeling on 110-6. Pakistan are now trailing by 56 runs. England have four wickets of their innings remaining. Should set up for a very interesting last couple of days at Lord's in that first test. And then quickly on to the IPL final. That one gets underway at 5:30 p.m. this evening, Richard. It pits the two best sides in this IPL together. The Chennai Super Kings taking on the Sunrisers Hyderabad. The Chennai have won three and lost none in meetings between these two sides so far this season. But can Sunrisers reverse that form in the final? Should be a great one to look forward to, and we'll be covering that on this evening's Sports Tonight.
Very quickly, the most glamorous race on the motorsport calendar happens today, the Monaco Grand Prix.
Certainly does, and Daniel Ricciardo has been dominated from the off, the Red Bull driver. He has claimed pole position. Sebastian Vettel is down in second. Lewis Hamilton, the championship leader, has taken third. And due to a crash in practice, Ricciardo's teammate, Max Verstappen, will start all the way at the back of the grid. But it is a tough track to overtake on. It is, as you say, a prestigious race as well. And that one gets underway in what is an incredibly action-packed day of sport to look forward to, Richard, on this Sunday.
Robbie, appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. I'm sure you were up late watching the football last night, and you'll be up late tonight watching the cricket and the Formula One. Thanks for joining us. Robbie Greenfield is the co-host of Sports Tonight.
Cheers.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.